Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode on the Tips Raising Chicks podcast. And today is a very important episode. It's actually really helpful if you do have a sick chicken, and they will tell you this episode will how to help a sick chicken. This is very important, so stay tuned. So let's start off, but before we start, let's listen to a sponsorship from Anchor. So here we go. So to start off, how to help a sick chicken. Now the number one thing is you want to isolate that chicken because it's bad enough you have one chicken that's sick. You don't want all your other chickens to get sick as well. So put it in a place that's far away from your other chickens, for example, a garage or somewhere outside or a shed or something. So that's very helpful to do. And when you do this, you can put them in a dog crate or a wire cage, something they can see the outside with and won't make them feel all trapped in, but it'll still make them isolated and they can't escape. Something like that's very helpful, like a medium-sized dog crate. And you don't want to starve a chicken, because if you don't feed it or have it get it water, a chicken can't survive without food or water. So when you do that, just you can cover, you can put the crate somewhere and give them some water and apple cider vinegar. That's one of the best things for chickens. Normally, you can even put apple cider vinegar in their normal water, like day to day, but this is especially helpful if your chicken is sick. Apple cider vinegar is awesome for that. And if they start, if they don't drink water, you can always dip their beak in water. Just pick them up, dip their beak in water. That'll help them drink. That's what you have to do when you first get chicks, to make them drink, because they don't know how when you first get them. So dip their beaks in water, they make them start drinking, because they do need your help to start drinking, because they might be so tired or sick that they can't. And also, you can give them little treats to help them start eating again. For example, I read somewhere you can give them wet bread, or you could also give them their favorite treats, like some cooked scrambled eggs or some yogurt or corn, whatever they like to eat. Make sure you keep your eye on it, and maybe after a few days it'll start getting better. And just be careful and change out their waters frequently and give them fresh food. And after a while they will start eating their normal food. You don't want to change that schedule too much. But if you just keep an eye on them, make sure they're separated, look at their strength back, and they'll be good. So you don't want it to be too alone for a while. Just make sure it's feeling better, then you can introduce the chicken back into the group. So those are some ways to heal a sick chicken. Just be careful and it's isolated to not get the other chicken sick. That's the most important thing. All right. Thank you everyone for listening. I hope you have a great day and a great time with your chickens. And, well, I know we haven't done this segment in a while, but let's do some chicken drama.
Chicken drama, la la, talk about our chickens.
Okay, so chicken drama. Well, we got some more chickens and some chicky chicks, got some babies, and with those babies we got a Millefleur rooster, and he crows a lot, a little feisty, but who knows, maybe we'll have some more babies coming up. And some more chickens. We normally only have cream eggs, but we got some blue eggs and they're super pretty. It's from our two chickens. We have beautiful blue eggs, Pepper and Gracie, and they're super sweet, and I'm so excited because I love blue eggs. But I went to Costco the other day, and normal eggs are like 0.06 cents, and the blue eggs are 0.36 cents, so that's crazy how much more blue eggs cost. But really, having like raising chickens and getting their own eggs, it's so much so much less expensive. That's how you talk, yeah. So raising chickens does have its pluses. You get a lot of eggs for no money. So that's what I love about that. So those are additions to the family. I love them. We have Mr. Ruru, Pepper, Alice, all these little chicky chicks, and I'm so happy. I love chicken so much, so I'm excited to get some more. Have a great day, everyone, and thank you for listening.